I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, he woke up in what he thought was the presence of a banshee. So angry, he thought that she wanted to kill him. And it wasn't the only time that he saw her. Years later, he found out he wasn't the only one who saw this mysterious presence.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802, our phone number. And if you want to share your real ghost stories with us, we would love to hear them. Or realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want to get an ad-free experience of the show, you can get that through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. Tony and Todd with you on today's edition of the show. Shall we hear a story about banshees?
Let's dig in.
Let's go for it.
Hi, my name is Andy. I grew up north of Baltimore. This is some years ago when I was a teenager. I used to stay in the basement. That was my room. We had a lot of kids in the family, and there wasn't a lot of space. And I used to have sleepovers with my friends. Sometimes I'd stay at their house, sometimes I'd stay at my house. You know, we'd watch movies late at night and hang out, play video games, that kind of thing. Anyways, one night, one friend of mine was over, and we're talking about girls and stuff and yada yada. And, you know, we ended up falling asleep in my one room, and sometime in the middle of the night, I just was awake, wide awake. You know, I was like, I've been awake for an hour. I was totally conscious of what was going on. And my room is pretty dark. Now, it's being in a basement, there's no windows. I had a strange feeling and impression to look up and to look up at the ceiling. And I did. You know, before this, my hair was stuck on my arms, and I just felt really weird. So I looked up, and I saw this woman. And, you know, as an Irish person would describe it as a banshee. She had flowing black hair. It was almost, she was barely lit up, like she had her own light coming from her. It was just enough to make her out, because, again, it's like pitch black room. And she had this flowing black hair with, like, silver streaks in it. Her eyes were just these black holes, and there was no eyes. And she was yelling at me and trying to yell something to me like she wanted to kill me. And she had this white kind of grayish torn dress that was flowing again, like it was just fluttering. And I froze in horror. I mean, it was the most horrific thing I've ever seen in my life. I mean, I've had quite a few ghost experiences. Not anything recently, but this is, especially as a teenager, I had quite a few. When I actually went to travel to Ireland years later, I did have a few as well. Again, nothing I saw was more friends of mine had seen, and also things I had just kind of experienced and I mentioned to people. That's a whole nother story. But back to this banshee in my house, I literally was locked on her for about 10 seconds before I just put the sheet over my head, and for like an hour I was under the sheet, just froze in terror, you know, sweating. My heart was probably through the roof, just shocked to death. Like, this thing is right above me and I'm trapped. So eventually, hours later, I, you know, fell asleep and you know, I woke up and didn't think much of it. But, you know, a couple years later, and this happened when I was 12. A couple years later, though, when I was probably about 13 or 14, again, I you know, I asked, the only place I had to sleep was in that room. Is I got kind of freaked out by that room after that, and I tried to sleep in just the main part of the basement. And I had another friend of mine over, sleepover, same kind of thing. You know, we're just kind of being, you know, kids, being teenagers, yada, yada, yada. Go to bed kind of late. And then a similar experience happened where I was in the other room. I woke up. Again, it's very dark. We did have a few small windows that let a little bit of light in there, but still, it was pretty dark. And I was fully awake, but not as awake as the first time. And I again had this impression to look over in a certain direction. It was down by the stairs, and there's like a, you know, from my room was on the left of the stairs, and you could, a little bit of a walkway to the right. And I look to the right, right by my room, and I see this woman, the same woman. This time she's just walking. She's walking from the stairs and across that part by my room in the wall. And I just, again, was frozen, freaked out. It wasn't as scary as seeing her in her face, and she's yelling like, I want to kill you. So, you know, again, I put my head under the covers, freaked out, you know, just tried to forget about it, and that was it. And again, I had to stay in the room for a couple more years, so I moved out. But a lot of other things happened in that room where I felt like something was, like a hand was going up my shirt, and it was like tickling my back, and yeah, just weird stuff in that room, really weird stuff. And so, just to prove it wasn't a figment of imagination or I wasn't just seeing things, years later, when I was with having a family reunion at the house and my family, my parents still lived there, I was talking to my brother and my sister, and we're talking about ghost stories, and we're talking about the house. And I mentioned that one I'm just telling you right now. And my younger brother, who's 2 years younger than me, when he was 12, he saw that woman in that basement, because he would, you know, have his friends over and they would sleep in the basement sometimes, hang out, you know, play video games, whatever. Same experience. Saw that same woman, you know, a couple years later. Or actually, right, probably about the same time when I was 14. When he was 12, walking right across that one section. So, obviously, she was probably, you know, she's probably her house down there, whatever, you know, that's where she lived. But we found out the last two that owned the house had moved out unexpectedly. We never knew why, but that basement was just really creepy. I mean, the rest of the house was fine, but that basement just had, especially when I was even younger than that, when we first moved in there, we played hide and seek down there, and I always got the weirdest, you know, willies, and just never liked the place. You know, just always never felt very comfortable. I never slept very well down there. I was always tired going to work, always tired when I came home. Just always felt drained, you know, being in that basement. And it's always very depressing. I always get very depressed if I, you know, was there for any length of period of time, especially when I traveled. I went to, like I said, I went to Ireland one time when I was just moving out, and I ended up coming back there. And again, I just go into this depression and feel drained, and just not a very, you know, uplifting basement. But I hope you enjoyed that story if you use it, and good luck to you. And maybe you'll hear my Irish story sometimes, and good luck.
Thanks for sharing that story with us. I think the lesson in a lot of that is listen to your gut. When it tells you it's not the right place to be, it's probably not the right place to be.
Yeah, Get out of there. That's what you want to do. In all my years of doing ghost stuff and investigating and telling ghost stories and listening to them, I'm not sure I've ever really encountered a story about something that could be considered a banshee, like from, you know, in movies and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But like in a story, I've never like heard that. So that's kind of blown my mind a little bit.
Well, what makes it a banshee? What's the technical, you know, where you fall to the banshee category?
You know, I'm not even sure, but I know that there's something to do with screaming and being very loud.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I'm not sure. I'm just looking at a banshee is a female spirit in Irish folklore who heralds the death of a family member, usually by screaming, wailing, shrieking, or keening, which I'm not sure what keening is.
Interesting. I wonder if you can, like, when you're dead and you get to be a ghost, if you can choose banshee as a category. Like, I'm going to be a banshee. You would be a shadow.
Would you want to be a banshee?
No, I don't like screaming. I don't like it. But I could see some people that would really get into that.
Yeah. Mom, I love you, but she would have been a good one.
It's like, a banshee now. Okay, I see how that works. Yeah. I guess, you know, to each their own. Hey, if you like the podcast and you want access to all of our episodes and everything ad-free, check us out on Apple Podcasts and our premium channel there or through patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to another edition Real Ghost Stories Online.
Five years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. 5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. 5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.